The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them he addressed this parable. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Then he said, "A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me.' So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance in a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, 'How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat, but here am I, dying of hunger? I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Now the older son, who had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf?' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It is God's desire that each one of us make it safely home. The story was told of a teenager who came home from choir practice early one evening. His father was shocked because this teenager had never come home early from anything in his life. Looking over the paper, he asked his son, "What brings you home so soon?" And he replied, "We had to call off choir practice early this week. The organist and the choir director started fighting after an argument about how to sing God Loves Us Divinely." It's God's desire that we make it home, no matter how far or where we are or how hopeless it might seem. I'm sure most people remember where they were 18 years ago on September 11th. The televisions here and around the world blazed with the chaos and tragedy in Manhattan. It was a picture from one of the stairwells that remained in my mind, and I remember it still today. The stairwell was packed with people rushing down the stairs to escape. What made the picture poignant was that while everyone was rushing out, they were met by a fireman going the other way. While he was putting his life on the line, he was battling to get up the stairs with only one intention in mind, and that was to save just one more life. When I thought about today's gospel parables, I was reminded of that scene. Here was a firefighter going against everything that comes naturally. His training enabled him to overcome his fears. He would ultimately end up giving his life in order that others might be saved. Today in our gospel, we hear of Jesus by means of parables about sheep and coin and the prodigal son, describes how God loves those who we might deem lost. Indeed, like the firefighter, God sent his only son who would face death in order that each one of us would be saved. We know about the lost sheep today and the shepherd sent to carry it home. But we might ask ourselves, how did the sheep come to be get lost in the first place? The sheep wouldn't have the intelligence to become angry with the shepherd and to run away, nor would the sheep not be communicating with the rest of the flock. I imagine it was just focused on the immediate, the task at hand. It was eating grass. It ate a bit here, and then it ate a bit over there, and then it walked a little bit further and ate another bit. The sheep never thought to check where the shepherd or the other sheep were. Maybe suddenly it occurred that the sheep, that darkness was falling. It looked up to realize the shepherd and the sheep were nowhere to be seen. The sheep was lost. The prodigal son similarly realized his being lost as he ate the food left out for the pigs. While some have confidently walked away from the church and want to know nothing about it, I feel many are at a distance from the church without ever making a decision to leave. Many have strayed from the church or from God as innocently as the lost sheep who ate a little bit here, ate a little bit there, walked a little bit forward. It's not because they hate God. Most are not angry with the preacher or with other church members. Most just got distracted and wandered away. Today, on this catechetical weekend, we want to tell you about the Good Shepherd, or the Prodigal Father, who is searching for you and wants you to come home. The fact that someone is searching for you should make a big difference. A group of boys and girls were trying to find a game to play. One suggested, "Why don't we play hide and seek?" The other said, "No way. I'm afraid that I will hide so well that no one will be able to find me. Then everybody will go home and I will be left lost." There must be a moment when you realize that you are lost and want to go back on the track. Funnily, if you don't care where you are, you can't be lost. But if you do care, to be lost is to be misplaced, mislaid, to be missing. To be lost is to be where you are not supposed to be, and you know when you're lost. Jesus was concerned about the lost and found. These three parables reveal God as a searching Father, looking for the lost, actively seeking them out, and rejoicing when they are found. An essential part of God's character is about extending mercy to the undeserving, not just to those who happen to stumble upon it, but an active program of seeking out the hurting and oppressed, the blind and imprisoned. That is the message of the cross, the message of active love. In a certain parish, a Catholic priest had become old and deaf. Not Holy Family Parish. So members of the parish would write out their sins on a piece of paper when they were going to confessions. One day a parishioner slipped the piece of paper to the priest, which read, "Two loaves of bread, a gallon of milk, a box of detergent, and a pound of bananas." The puzzled priest scanned the note, then passed it back to the parishioner. The parishioner looked at it and exclaimed in horror, "Oh no, I've left my sins at the meat counter in Walmart." So where have you left your sins? Where should you leave them? How can we be rid of the sins forever? The answer, of course, is repentance, which means, in essence, turning around and going home. Repentance is what the prodigal son did. He turned around and went back home. That's the best way to rid yourself of sin. Jesus told this parable, as we hear in the first sentence of the gospel. He told it to complaining scribes and Pharisees. They couldn't see sinners or tax collectors as being their brothers or sisters. They looked upon those people as riffraff and unworthy of their consideration. Unfortunately, at times, we too can be harsh in judging others. But even worse than that, we can be harsh when it comes to judging ourselves. Maybe we judge ourselves because of life's circumstances, because of things we have said or done in the past. We might judge ourselves to be beyond God's mercy, and this is just not possible. In terms of today's gospel, we are all lost sheep. The good news is that God is determined to find us. Today we thank God for continuing to search, and we ask God to allow us to return to him. Give us the humility to seek forgiveness from those we have hurt. Help us to love one another as God has loved us. On this catechetical Sunday, We want to welcome all people home. The Father stands at the gate and waits. This weekend we make a special appeal to anyone who feels at a distance from God. Perhaps you are baptized and for some reason feel that you're unwelcome at the Lord's table. Maybe you feel you've been away from the sacraments for too long and now you are unworthy. Maybe you are divorced, in a second relationship. Maybe you're a member of the LGBTQ community. Maybe you come to Mass every weekend, but were never baptized, or never made your first communion, and now you feel a bit too shy to ask. Perhaps it's not you. Maybe it's your son or daughter, your brother or sister, your husband or wife, your best friend. On this catechetical Sunday, we acknowledge, we honor, and we bless all those who are on their journey to baptism and confirmation through the RCIA program. And we make a special appeal to anyone who is curious or interested in becoming Catholic, or if you feel a little lost or estranged, would like to come back home, please approach Father Clem, Father Dennis, or myself. You are promised a warm welcome and an abundance of mercy. Lord, guide the steps of all those who search.